When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's episode of Making Podcasts Great Again is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of CLNS Media Network. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America and possibly not prison, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
We're doing well. You know, it's the comeback season. Jesus came back. It's called Easter. I'm making a big comeback. And at the Easter party, 12 men came on the back of Roger Stone's wife. So it's the comeback season.
It's the resurrection of Trump.
Well, that's what we call the party when Roger Stone. We call it the resurrection because you have to make a reservation and have an erection to get into the party.
Sorry, Mr. Like President. I'm just playing with levels here. It's a little hot.
The tech stuff is having tech stuff issues.
How about that? Here we go. I think we're good now. All right, we're good.
Who does the tech stuff guy call when he's got tech stuff issues?
That's a good question. Other tech stuff guys.
Mike Pence would like to hear that.
How was your Easter, Mr. President? How was your Easter?
I slept through church.
Okay, like good Christian.
I didn't go. You know, I was still sleeping from the powerful orgy we had at Mar-a-Lago the night before. So I thought, okay, well, we'll sleep that off and maybe we'll go to church some other time. It's not, you know, I'm sure there's another big holiday coming up. And, you know, just played some golf, watched some golf.
Watched the Masters?
Well, that's what I have my staff call me at Mar-a-Lago, the Master. But we actually have something called the Easter Egg Cunt at Mar-a-Lago.
What is that?
It's where we gather all the children around and we pick one couple who's getting divorced, and usually the man continues to pay the membership fee, but she says, no, well, in the divorce, I'm not going to stay a member of Mar-a-Lago anymore. So we pretend like it's going to be a going away party for her, but we gather all the kids and give them rotten eggs and they throw them at her.
And what is that called? The Easter cunt?
Okay, well, I never use that kind of language. Easter egg cunt.
Oh, okay. My apologies.
What the hell did you think I said?
I just repeated what I thought you said.
No, what I said, I'll speak very clearly. I said the Easter egg cunt.
Now I understand it.
Exactly. The Easter egg cunt.
So that sounds like, did it happen this past Easter? Was there an opportunity?
Oh, it's every single
day?
Easter.
Oh, every
Easter. Single Easter. Every That's single awesome. Easter. You know, the kids are out there and they're scooping up the rotten eggs, very excited, and then they throw them at the divorcee. So no, this one was a great friend of mine who's a member of the club. He's 91. His wife is 93. But he recently met a 30-year-old a dental hygienist who he said gave great oral. So he divorced his wife, and you know, she was just they were married 70 years. She was a homemaker. She's wheelchair bound now. And so without his money, she can't afford the Mar-a-Lago membership. And I offered to give her a 2% off the $200,000. Nice. I said, 2% off, you're a valued member. And she said, I can't afford that, sir. And I said, okay, well, we'll give you a beautiful going away party then, because you've been such a valued member. So we wheeled her wheelchair in, all 93 years old of her. And she's a good Christian woman. So she was just coming from Easter. She was in her Easter finest in the wheelchair. And she saw all the kids of Mar-a-Lago gathered around. And she said, oh, this is so lovely. And then they took out the eggs and they pelted her so hard. Yeah, she actually at one point tipped over and couldn't get, it was like one of those commercials. She said, I've fallen and I can't get up. And I said to the kids, this is a great opportunity, throw even more eggs. Now she's really not going to get away. She can't use the wheelchair to wheel away. And I think she may have, there was a rumor, I didn't see it happen, but there was a rumor that she'd actually kind of drowned to death in the amount of egg yolk that was sort of covering her face. She couldn't really breathe. And that might not be true. I don't know. That's going to be just a story they told. But, you know, and then we went to the Roger Stone's wife party that night, and my friend was there with his 30-year-old dental hygienist, and she is a real piece of work. And, you know, they had great sex that night. I heard them from the, I walked through the hallways listening. And so it was, I'd say, the most successful Easter egg hunt we've ever had.
Sounds like an awesome time. I wish I could.
You'd agree. We don't wish you were there, but it's the kind of, it's definitely something that I think even the great Fred Trump would probably be jealous of, such a strong Mar-a-Lago tradition.
Is it a Mar-a-Lago, or did you bring the tradition to Mar-a-Lago, or it came just like organically in Mar-a-Lago?
Well, my friend came organically in his dental hygienist while his wife was still covered in egg yolk, dead on the lawn of Mar-a-Lago. So it was definitely organic coming for sure. But I will say, I think it was my idea. I think it was definitely my idea. It was a great idea. And it's one of the most popular, you know, as strong Christians at Mar-a-Lago, it's one of the great, great things that we do, because we believe in strong faith. You got to have faith. As Pope George Michael said, you got to have faith.
Now, Mr. President, I wanted to ask you about this, because this is happening on Sleepy Joe's watch here, that there were some...
if you can call it a watch.
What would you call it if it's... not a watch.
You'd have to be awake to watch. I'd say maybe Nurse Koala Bear Harris is watching.
Well, there were leaked files from the United States, and these files included information about helping Ukraine, China, and U.S. allies. And these files were leaked. What are your thoughts on this? And if you inherited this mess, then you might get blamed for it somehow, because that's how it is.
Well, it's, you know, this is what the left always loves, the leakers. You ever noticed that? They always want free speech. They want to do cancel culture unless it's national security, and then they're very free speech. Oh, I walked up to a nun and punched her in the face and urinated on her. That's called art. That's called art, and we protect that. That's free speech. We love art. We're the radical left. Oh, here are the nuclear codes to destroy our country. Can we give these to the Taliban? Oh, well, sure. That guy's a hero. He's a hero. We love the leakers. The leakers are heroes. Everybody else is very, very nasty. No, I think it's a disgrace that Sleepy Joe... And I was very interested in this because I thought, I know how strong we were on security when I was president. So that's why I leaked all these documents to prove that Sleepy Joe didn't know what the hell he was doing. So I leaked the crap out of them. And look what we have. Look what we have. A total disaster. It proves my point that we were not prepared, that we're not a secure and safe nation.
So you're a leaker now?
Now that's called. Okay, tech stuff. When you do a fire drill, you teach. Have you ever taught? I heard you were a teacher.
I was a teacher, yes.
You're a teacher. Did they ever do a fire drill at a school you were teaching at?
Yeah, there were plenty of fire drills.
Oh, wow, a fire drill. Oh, so that meant, were the firemen arsonists?
The firemen had nothing to do with the fire drill.
Well, no, they have to monitor, a lot of the time they have to monitor the fire drill, or they have to organize or send a regulation. You know, in other words, those are mandated by, calm down, Mike Pence, they're mandated by the fire department. That doesn't mean you're starting a fire. It doesn't mean you're part of the problem. It's you're testing it. It's called a test.
So you're a fake leaker. You're prepared.
I'm a faker.
Okay.
Wasn't he on the Muppets? Remember him? He was Faker. He walked around with Dr. Bunsen.
It was Beaker.
Well, however you pronounce it. And remember that guy? He was definitely radical left. That guy voted for Biden.
Antifa, for sure.
And Dr. Bunsen Honeydew. I'm sure he would have wanted you to get 9 shots of vaccine.
So you reveal.
I leaked it to protect the country. And the country failed because we have Sleepy Joe. If we had a strong country, I wouldn't have been able to leak all this information.
So it was like a told-you-so leak.
Well, it was like, you know, sometimes security companies will hire a former criminal to, like, break in to test the system.
Yes.
It's like that, except I'm not a criminal. I'm actually a great former and current president, so it's even better. You don't even have to compromise by hiring a criminal. You're actually hiring the greatest president we've ever had to test the security of the presidency. And guess what? Sleepy Joe got a fail from the Fika. He got a fail from the Fika. But because of my brave actions, now we can see what the hell is going on in our country and that we have to have real leadership, stronger security, and I think we'll have it.
You think the American people are going to take this lightly, that you leaked this information?
A lot of the American people are very fat, so I can't, you know, Chris Christie's not taking anything lightly. What I will say is,
how do you think people are going to react?
I think they'll be fine, especially when I admit that I actually mailed a copy directly to Vlad Putin, my friend. I have nothing to hide. I sent him a copy. I said, because it was just proving my point.
So you think people are going to be fine with that?
Well, no, I think they'll be upset with Sleepy Joe and his national insecurity team. You know, I had a national security team. Sleepy Joe has a national insecurity team. They sit around crying, wondering if anybody likes them and ruining the country. It's not funny tech stuff. It's actually very serious. This is serious stuff. This is called national security.
Well, wanted to ask you about your daughter, Tiffany. Oh. We hear her a lot on this podcast. Tiffany Trump, she wants to step up helping you for 2024. What are your thoughts on this? Do you want her help? You've told us that she has 4 legs. I don't know what a help she would be.
Well, when the Secret Service used to put peanut butter on their testicles, she used to be very helpful then. Very strong Tiffany performance then. But no, I don't know what help she can be. You know, who is a great, you know, because people tell me she's Ivanka's half sister, and I'm like, well, I don't know who your mother was fucking on the side, but must have been pretty ugly to have a baby like that. And Ivanka, you know, there was a great, remember the Kardashians who had a great relationship with Kim during criminal justice. Now, Kim had a younger sister, Kylie. I call her Kylie. and she was okay looking. You know, she was okay. And then all of a sudden, she saw that she had a very hot, very powerful criminal justice older sister. And when she turned 18, she spent a lot of money to basically look just like a younger version of her sister. And I thought, that's such a great sister. Like, you see that you're not as hot. You're not getting fucked by as many rappers. So you say, well, I'm going to change that. I'm going to make myself better, not through education or fitness or spiritual growth, but by going to a top plastic surgeon and saying, I want to be unrecognizable to myself in 6 months. I want to look like my older sister, please. And the surgeon, who's probably part of my organization, Doctors Without Morals, said, right away, ma'am. And that's how a younger sister should be if she's not as hot. The fact that Tiffany is saying, oh, I want to step up. I want to, like, you know, play a bigger role. Well, if you want to play a bigger role, we don't need you on the campaign trail. We need you in the OR, okay? And get under the knife and go get yourself looking like it. Get all the surgeries. You know what? I'll go halvesies with you, Tiffany. I'll go halvesies on a full body makeover. All you have to do, by the way, all you have to do is adjust the hips, the legs, the face, the breasts, the ass, the tummy, the hair, the eyes. We got to do a little work with the eyes. The nose has to definitely get done.
How about the back? And,
you know what? The spine is very good. The spine is, I actually would say, no notes. Good spine, because she's been carrying the extra weight. So it's actually, I think, strengthened the spine. So she could, you know, I think she's in good shape with the spine, and her left foot is also very acceptable. But other than that, I think you go for the full makeover, and then we'll talk. Because if you show that level of commitment, then I think we're talking. So I want her to be less Tiffany, be more Kylie Jenner.
So you want her to look like Kylie Jenner, or you want her to look like Ivanka?
Okay, tech stuff. Okay. If somebody said, do a Kylie Jenner, it doesn't mean look like that. It means use her technique, but for who I want you to look like. So
gotcha. Just wanted to clarify.
Look like her sister. Oh, now it's been clarified.
I appreciate that. Mr. President, before we get to our next story, I want to talk about one of our newest sponsors. I'm a fan, you're a fan, and it's FanDuel. Grand slams, no hitters, and double plays are back. That's right. Let's go, Mets. And there's no better place to get in on the MLB action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and official partner of Major League Baseball. And new customers in Massachusetts can get in on the action with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/Boston. Finally, you can bet on all your favorite sports, from the money line to point spreads to player props and more. Mr. President, did you happen to bet on the UFC fights this past weekend?
Well, I was at the UFC fights. So well,
that's why I was asking you if you bet on them.
Well, no, I didn't bet on them because I was, you know, I just sort of went to them, you know. So I actually bet on bum fights outside. But what I will say is I love what they're doing with baseball right now. They have a bitch clock. Have you heard this?
Pitch clock, yes.
That's what I said, a bitch clock.
Okay.
And it's speeding the game up very quickly. And it's actually, it's a very nice, I think it's a good thing. I think baseball needed it. So I'm very excited to bet on baseball games because now that the games are happening faster, you don't have to wait as long. You'd bet on a baseball game, it'd be 9 hours later. You're like, did I win yet? And it'd be like, no, it's still the third inning, sir. It's 1-0. And now you can get, you know, you find out quicker. So it's, I support the bitch clock.
Well, I used FanDuel this past weekend, bet on some fights, and I'm going to bet on the Knicks this coming week. So I'm looking forward to using FanDuel.
Excuse me.
Yes.
We use the full name of the New York Knicks on this podcast.
The Knickerbockers.
Oh, you said it. I'm going to say it.
So bet now on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Don't miss your chance to get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, people. That's right. Visit FanDuel.com/Boston and make every moment more. FanDuel, official partner of Major League Baseball. 21 and over and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issue as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. Now back to the show. Mr. President, I wanted to ask you about a judge you appointed who is making this new abortion pill unsafe. This judge's name is Judge Matthew Kaczmarek. K-A-C-S-M-A-R-Y-K. You appointed this judge, and he is going to make this abortion pill unsafe, meaning though people can't use it. What are your thoughts on this judge?
He's not making the pill unsafe. He's simply saying that
he's declaring it's unsafe.
I've been using it for 23 years, I think, and he knows what he's talking about. He says it's unsafe. I trust him. He's a Trump judge. He's a talented guy. And, obviously I have a different opinion, but I trust him to make a strong judge opinion. Obviously, we hand out this pill at Mar-a-Lago parties after.
Instead of Tylenol, when people are drinking too much, everybody just gets this abortion pill.
At the swag bags have Plan B,
mm-hmm.
Spanish Fly as a tribute to the great Bill Cosby, and then Plan B, and then the name of this drug, I think it's like Mephisto or something, or Metamorphosis, whatever they call it. We put that in everybody's bag.
Okay.
And chloroform rags. And we give the bags to the men, to be honest. But it's sort of an all-purpose pro-life bag. It's, you got Spanish Fly if she's down to clown. You got chloroform rag if she's a little resistant. And then notice I didn't say there's any condoms in the bag now, because we give you Plan B. And as a Plan C, you get Maximus. the abortion pill. Are you not entertained? Well, get out of there, fetus.
That sounds like the creepiest swag bag that you can get at any party.
Well, it's not cheap. It's not a cheap bag.
And this is for like a once a year kind of party, or the quarterly parties, or just
a nightly.
Nightly parties. That's awesome. Very, very cool. Nice.
By the way, everybody, it's not too early to book Mar-a-Lago for your prom.
So if you are a user of these pills at all these parties and you give them out in the swag bags and now they're considered unsafe, which most likely you won't be able to buy them anymore, what do you replace them with?
No, I don't use them. We took melatonin to the veterinarian many years ago and had it fixed.
You got a spade? I did not. I guess if you have a lot of money, a vet will do anything for you, huh?
That was just easier. The animal hospital was two blocks closer than the regular hospital.
What I'm saying is that in these swag bags, what are you going to replace this pill with?
Oh, we don't have to replace. We'll replace it if the Supreme Court decides it's officially not okay. We'll replace it with instructions on how to shove a model down the stairs.
Okay.
And a coat hanger.
Are you proud of this judge since he was, you know, appointed by you?
Well, it's, you know, I'm the most pro-life president we've ever had. Obviously, you know this. We got rid of Roe and Wade. You know, both yes. of them. Bye bye. And so that was a very strong decision that I made happen with my Supreme Court. And yes, I trust this guy. He's a very talented guy. They told me he graduated law school in 6 years, so I know that was that was impressive, I thought. And he's just, he's pro-life. He's pro-justice. He's pro-Trump, but he's pro-life. And I think getting rid of this is a smart, you know, if he thinks it's a smart move, then I'm willing to let it play out.
I think it's a very smart move. Mr. President, we also have another great sponsor this week for our podcast, and that is Rocket Money. Are you wasting money on subscriptions? 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about. Maybe for you, it's an unused Amazon Prime account or a Hulu account that never gets streamed. There's this great app, everyone. I use it. It helps me track all my expenses. And because of it, I no longer waste money on subscriptions. I've saved tons of money. I don't even use some of these apps. And then Rocket Money takes care of the rest for me. It's awesome. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. Do you know how much your subscriptions really cost? Most Americans think they spend around $80 a month on subscriptions when the actual total is closer to $200 plus. That's right. You could be wasting hundreds of dollars each month on subscriptions. I started using these guys, using Rocket Money before the holidays, and saved a couple hundred dollars before the holidays, which really helped me out. It was awesome. Use Rocket Money because they will cancel subscriptions for you that you don't even know about. I love using Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. The app shows all your subscriptions in one place, then cancels for you whatever you don't still want. Rocket Money can even find subscriptions you don't even know you were paying for. You may even find out you've been double charged for a subscription. To cancel, all you have to do is press cancel, and it cancels the subscription for you. Rocket Money takes care of the rest. You don't have to call anyone, customer service, emails, do those chats where you talk to the bots. It's awesome. Rocket Money does it all for you. Get rid of useless subscriptions with Rocket Money now. Go to rocketmoney.com/MPGA. I'm a user. I'm telling you, it's worth it because you don't want to waste your money. Seriously, it could save you hundreds per year. That's rocketmoney.com/MPGA. Cancel your unnecessary subscriptions right now at rocketmoney.com/MPGA.
I just canceled. I went on Rocket Money mm-hmm. just now while you were talking about something. I don't know what the hell you were talking about, but I was on Rocket Money and it had all sorts of, I don't even know what that, child support payments. And I just went boop, boop, boop. And just like that, bye bye.
Canceled it. Good for you. Also, Mr. President, everyone should join the Patreon at patreon.com/MPGA. A bunch of new patrons came in this week. The live episodes, you have the movie reviews, you have Great Fred Trump Traditions, special guests, this hundreds week, of hours.
This,
yes.
This week, your president reviewed Air and Super Mario Brothers. And how about that? I do a review of a movie and it breaks records. You see that this week and it broke records. Mm-hmm. Nobody's doing that. What did Sleepy Joe review? Gone with the Wind? Hey, Jack, I just caught up to 1939. Come on, man. Well, I reviewed Air, which was, I don't want to spoil it, but I, you know, join the Patreon. You can listen to those movie reviews.
That's right. Patreon.com/MPGA. You know what? Ease yourself in. Start with the $5 level and binge hundreds of hours. Then get into Rage and Brett's old show. Get into the movie reviews. Get into the live episodes.
And what about?
Yes.
You're selling. You're selling. And I'm glad you didn't mention it because I thought it was a disgrace what you allowed to happen. But last week had to be, other than the ones where Melatonin Son has been on. And I think he did a video last week, which was everybody was raving about. I think some tech stuff person allowed Ron DeSantis to do the bonus episode, which of course I did not approve of. And I saw that it looked like everybody was outraged by that because there were so many comments and so many thoughts on that. So that's what you're getting. You're getting rogue content, rontent, they were calling it.
Yes. With the Patreon. Horrible. Horrible. So it's patreon.com/MPGA. Mr. President, we have two more news stories for you. This is a strange one that everyone is up in arms about. Bud Light has a transgender spokesperson, and Kid Rock took to social media, very upset by this.
Great guy.
And he set up a case of Bud Light and mowed it down with a machine gun, like a true American would do. And he swears off Bud Light now, even though the internet has found a picture of him drinking a Bud Light next to a transgendered person. So internet wins on this one. But I think it's very crazy how he's dealing with this, and lots of people are very upset by this. And Bud Light is a genius. Genius company. That's the way to get everybody talking about you.
Well, as you know, I don't drink. But what I would say is, you know, Kid Rock is a real talent, Great guy, too. Great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Smart ladies man, very talented musician, great at rap, great at rock, great at country. Basically does all the genres. Very good when he's doing music.
All and the what?
The genres.
Gotcha.
We don't pronounce it like the French, you know, genre. No. That's weak. It's French. It's called a genre. And gone, baby, gone, Ray. And what I thought was very, nobody talks about the fact that what Kid Rock told me he wanted to do was actually, he wanted to gun down a bunch of trans people.
Jesus Christ.
And I know. And excuse me. And he said, you know what, sir? And I said, what? That wouldn't be smart. And it wouldn't even be nice. And I said, Kid Rock, you're very smart. That's true. And so we brainstormed, and he said, what if I just get a bunch of beer cans? And I said, I'd say that's better than gunning down many humans. And he said, that's what I'm going to do instead. So it's good growth. But the left, no, the left would call him a bad guy for wanting to do that. But if they would have canceled him right away, right? If they had, like, remember Minority Report with Tom Cruise?
Yes.
I love that movie because I was scared when I went into that, and I was like, oh, yeah, no minorities. But I must have reported them all. But in that movie, they do cancel culture, and it's very dangerous because it's like you're about to commit a crime, and they stop you. But what if you change your mind? That's what the left loves. They want to cancel you before you can change your mind. With Kid Rock, he came in, and he was fully prepared to do he called it a Second Amendment peaceful protest because of Bud Light's marketing choices. And then all of a sudden he said, no, wait, I'm not going to do that. And I said, that's called heroic. It's almost like he stopped himself from being a mass shooter. How about that? He was a good guy with a gun, and he stopped himself from being a bad guy with a gun. But now you're not going to hear about that in the mainstream fake news media.
That's true gun control right there.
And you'd think the non-binary people would love that because he's both a good guy and a bad guy with a gun. So he's like a they. He's a they, them. Kid Rock is a they, them. He's a good guy with a gun and a bad guy with a gun. And because we didn't do cancel culture, the good guy with the gun won. And he went out there, and instead of the bad guy with a gun doing a mass shooting, the good guy with a gun did a good thing, murdering a bunch of Bud Light cans.
I mean, I don't know how good that is. It's kind of silly.
Well, did you hear me say what the alternative was?
I mean, I don't think there's like two choices in this situation.
Well, I just told you there were two choices. Now you're not respecting Kid Rock's plural pronouns of they, them. He's a bad guy with a gun and a good guy with a gun, and the good guy with the gun won. How about that? So he's a they, them. I respect it. And there were choices, and he took the right choice. But the left would say, oh, it's not even a choice. How could you even consider doing a mass shooting? And it's like, oh, because he loves his Second Amendment and he loves his country. And then he said, no, better to shoot the Bud Light cans. And I call that When I, let me tell you something. When I get back into the White House, first Presidential Medal of Freedom is going to Kid Rock, and I will say, they are a hero because they stopped a mass shooter from killing members of the LGBTQ community when they changed their mind and opted not to do it. Very heroic. Thank you, Kid Rock, parentheses, they, them, American badass.
That'd be they, them, rock. Change his whole name.
No, that's actually, no, that's completely disrespectful.
My apologies, Mr. President. Last order of business here. It's very disturbing, but allegedly this was a joke. The Dalai Lama told the young boy to suck his tongue. And he said,
that's a Red Hot Chili Peppers song, right?
What, suck your tongue?
Right,
suck my kiss.
Well, they, oh, look, everybody.
I'm a Chili Peppers fan.
Alert, alert, alert. The tech stuff guy was able to correct the pop culture reference. Wow, look at that. Well, I like suck my tongue better.
Okay.
The Red Hot Chili Llama. The Red Hot Dalai Lama. The Chili Pepper Dalai Lama. We'll think of a good band name.
Now, he said that he was joking. I don't know if you saw the video. I mean, I know it's, if you're joking with someone, you say, ask someone to suck your tongue, you should probably say it with a smile and maybe like, but it looked like very serious. Did you see the video? What are your thoughts on the Dalai Lama? Because the boy said, can I hug you? And then he said, can I suck your tongue? Can you suck my tongue?
I know. I've actually, being a spiritual person, I've actually talked to the Dalai Lama recently.
Oh, okay.
About this incident. And I said, he said to me, can I fuck? And you hear how that sounded? The Dalai Lama and all his holiness and wokeness thought that the child said, can we fuck? Not can we hug? Can we fuck? So the Dalai Lama, not wanting to embarrass the young person, but he'd take it a step back. Now, if he had said hug, suck my tongue, sounds like a, you know, like a negative, like a too much. But if a kid comes up to you and says, can we fuck? And then you try to not embarrass the kid and kind of go halfway, you meet him halfway, it's like, well, suck my tongue. Now you'd agree that's not nearly as bad as fucking a kid.
No, you're just making out with the kid instead.
No, but he's doing, excuse me, in his holiness, he's saying, I don't want to embarrass the kid. The kid just asked me to fuck. In his mind, that's what he heard.
Right.
A kid just asked me to fuck. I should slap the kid and throw him off the stage and find his parents and cane them to death. But instead, with peace, with holiness. But okay. with the kid, he thought he was going to not embarrass the child by saying, oh, you know, like if somebody comes and hits on you and you don't like them, but you don't want to embarrass them. It's like, hey, come back to my place. And you're like, gross. But you don't say gross. You say something nice, like, you can tongue my asshole. And then you're sort of like meeting them halfway, like, oh, I'm not rejecting them totally, but I'm not doing what, you know, I'm sort of avoiding them mostly. And now they feel like, oh, okay, that's a nice compromise. I don't feel rejected. And I think that's what he was doing when he said to the kid, suck my tongue. He was trying to be sort of compromising and not let the child be so embarrassed because he thought the child said, can we fuck? And, you know, Dalai Lama was, I thought, made a very enlightened, very peaceful, very holy decision.
That's one way of looking at it for sure. I just, if it was a joke, like the Dalai Lama said, not just not that funny, especially, you're 87 and a 13-year-old child comes up to you and
add it up together. You get 100. That's a lucky number.
That's great. Mr. President, you notice we didn't talk about your arraignment. We didn't talk about any of that stuff this week. I wanted to stay away from that and give you a break from that.
It's a fake case. It's a fake case. They rained. They're stupid. They have nothing on me. So we're doing great presidenting.
Good. Everyone, please check out FanDuel, FanDuel.com/Boston, and also check out RocketMoney.com/MPGA. And of course, join the Patreon, Patreon.com/MPGA. I'm putting some dates together for this summer. I'm going to be in Connecticut and City Steam. And the fall, I'm going to be running my show throughout the country. goodyshow.com. Follow me on social media at jnog, and that's it for me. Mr. President, the floor is yours.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Join the Patreon, support our sponsors. If you like the show, tell a friend. I know some people, I've actually heard some people, we've been talking to a lot of people at rallies, and they've come up to me and they said, sir, I told two friends to listen to it. One of them didn't. And now they're dead, but the other one listened to it and loves it. So if you want to live and you want your friends to live nice, healthy, happy, nice lives, get them to listen to this podcast. I'll enjoy the crap out of it. Other than that, oh, okay, a failed comedian wants to talk.
Mr. President Kettis, whoever is talking right now, can we help our friend out? We're both going to be at this comedy festival, the Red Bank Comedy Festival. You want to talk about that?
You may speak. You can talk. Okay. I'm back in the room. You talk about it.
Red Bank Comedy Festival. If you are in New Jersey, go to redbankcomedyfest.com. Awesome, awesome lineup of performers. You have myself. You have this comedian, J.L. Colvin. You have Shuli Agar. You have Bonnie McFarlane. Chris Clark, you have Dave Lester, Jason Andors, Aaron Berg, it's Tyler Morrison, Mike Keegan, awesome, awesome comedians. Please check it out. It's a great, great show. Bunch of shows. And go to redbankcomedyfest.com. It is in New Jersey for all the Jersey people. Go check that out.
Yes, do that. Hey, everybody, it's JL. It was me the whole time. Thanks for listening. Red Bank Comedy Festival, the end of the month. If you go to my website, you'll see that that's the only gig listed. I think it's the, you might want to go because it might be the last show of my life. So I don't know if I can sell it any better, although it would be very fitting if like four people showed up. It's like, oh, wow, okay, I am right to quit comedy. No word on my specials yet, but I've seen the first just unedited, just one camera shot of the second special. Title is now Tall Boy. It was a vote on my Patreon page. All right. I have another podcast, another Patreon. Just go to jlcomedy.com, find all my other stuff. But the second special looks good and will probably be, ready to come out June 2nd on the 20th anniversary of me doing comedy. No word on Half Blackface, my first special, except that it looks closer and closer to becoming my second special. I'm thinking about naming it Avatar 3, if it takes any longer. Renaming it instead of Half Blackface, I'll call it Avatar 3. So thank you for listening. Thanks as always. If you haven't, give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. We're right under 1,600 ratings and reviews. So let's go. If you're still listening to this and you've never given us 5 stars on Apple, Jesus Christ, get it done. And God help us all.
Today's episode of Making Podcasts Great Again is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of CLNS Media Network.